From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has condemned all human rights violations in Western Rakhine State that have prompted a mass exodus of hundreds of thousands of Muslim Rohingya. She said she felt deeply for the suffering of everyone caught up in the conflict.
We want to find out why this exodus is happening. We would like to talk to those who have fled as well as to those who have stayed. I think it is very little known that the great majority of Muslims in the Rakhine State have not joined the exodus.
Her address to the people of Myanmar, also known as Burma, was the first since insurgent attacks August 25th prompted a security crackdown that has allegedly burned villages and left hundreds dead.
It is not the intention of the Myanmar government to apportion blame or to abnegate responsibility. We condemn all human rights violations and unlawful violence. We are committed to the restoration of peace, stability, and rule of law throughout the state.
Aung San Suu Kyi said the government is committed to rights and ready for a verification process leading to possible citizenship, but said some Muslim leaders have refused to cooperate. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said sexual abuse is a problem that plagues the entire world body, not just its peacekeeping operations.
Contrary to the information that are spreading that this is a question related to our peacekeeping operations, it's necessary to say that the majority of the cases of sexual exploitation and abuse are done by the civilian organizations of the United Nations and not in peacekeeping operations.
Speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, Guterres said hundreds of such allegations have surfaced at the UN over the past 12 years. This is VOA News.